Oh, hey. Yeah, come on in. Thanks for coming over. I put all of his stuff over there. You sure you really want to take it back to him? I seriously consider just trashing it all. That asshole would deserve it. If he's too much of a fucking coward to come get his stuff after breaking up with me and leaving, does he really deserve to have it back? Okay, fine. Ugh. You're a way better friend than he deserves. You know that? You're still not letting him crash at your place, are you? Wow, he already moved in with the girl he cheated on me with? That's just like him, isn't it? Anyway, enough about that fucker. Once you take those two trash bags filled with his shit, I won't have to think about it anymore. Oh, before you get his stuff, do you want me to get you a drink or something? I feel bad you came all this way for that loser and went away thirsty. You sure you don't want anything, not a glass of water? Okay, water it is. Here you go. Why don't you sit down for a while and drink? There. There's actual space on the couch to sit now since he isn't here to fill it up with empty beer cans and chip bags. You know, I think this place looks a lot better without his stuff around, don't you? Yeah, you are over here a lot, so you'd be able to tell the difference as much as anyone. Although, even though you were over here all the time, this is like the first time it's just the two of us here, isn't it? Hey, what's the matter? Come on. All I did was touch your thigh. What's wrong with that? It's not like we haven't touched each other before. We hug all the time. Different? How is it different? It's just innocent touching between friends. We're friends, right? At least I thought we were. I never thought of you just as his friend. Did you really just see me as your friend's girl? Whew. Oh, good. That makes me so happy to hear. Say, so we can stay friends then. I'm happy he's gone now, but I hate to lose you too. Oh, thank you. Mwah. Huh? What's wrong? Don't tell me you're surprised over a little kiss on the cheek. It's innocent, right? Just between friends? If I wanted to do something less innocent, I would have done this. Hey, don't pull away. Come on, stop. I know you want this too. I've seen the way you look at me. Even the very first time he introduced us, you couldn't keep your eyes off me. So what's the problem? It's not like either of us are attached anymore, so there's nothing wrong with this. Ow! Ouch! Stop shoving! Oh, really? You shouldn't have tried to run. Look at you. Now you've only hurt yourself. Don't try to get up. You're far too weak. Even only drinking half the glass is more than enough to make you helpless. Here, let me help you back to the couch. There. Just lie still and don't struggle. Shh. Just relax. There. I know you're confused, but trying to keep calm. Now let me explain. First thing you should know is that I'm not doing this because I'm angry at you. No. I meant what I said before. You've always been a good friend to me. It's just that you're also his friend. I've been trying so hard to figure out a way I can hurt him after he hurt me so much. Originally, I was hoping he would be the one to come, drugging and revenge fucking the asshole who treated me. I would have just been perfect. But he was too much of a coward to even respond to my texts. But you, his best friend, you were willing to come over. And if I can't make him feel it directly, doing it to you is a close second. Even a selfish, arrogant piece of shit like him would feel the sting of being betrayed by his best friend, right? So I'm sorry, but you're going to betray him. You're going to fuck your best friend's ex just the day after we broke up. Don't try to say you don't want this. I can feel how hard you are, and no matter how much you try to look away, your eyes just keep coming back to my tits. You always did have a thing for them. I never wear a bra at home, so I got to see the way you stare at them every single time you came over. You can see my nipples poking against the thin t-shirt right now, can't you? You want to see them, don't you? Don't try to deny it. You want me to show you my tits. Don't look away then, baby. I want you to watch the whole time I slip my top off and let you see the tits you've been longing for. I can feel them getting even harder against my thighs. I wonder how long you've been dreaming of this, having me straddle you like this, rubbing my thighs against your bulge, my bare tits swinging in front of your face. Tell me, baby, tell me how long you've been longing for this. Really? You're still denying it when I'm rubbing right up against your cock? You think that you can deny it when I can feel your cock twitching against my thighs? You're not even trying to push me off anymore with your hands resting up on my hips like that. The only thing your weak little pushes will do is make me grind even harder against you. But still, won't admit that you want this. I guess I have to take it even further. I know you were always more of a tit guy, but you still stared at my ass plenty when I'd wear shorts like these. So if I take off these shorts and have nothing but my panties covering me? That reaction I was hoping for. Now, we'll see if you can still pretend you don't want this while my ass is grinding up against your bulge. Oh, fuck. You're so fucking hard. Wow. I heard your cock was a bit bigger than his. I guess the rumors were all true. Who said that? Not telling. I did talk to your old girlfriends, though. And some of the things they said definitely got me interested, you know. Even though I blame him for being a cheating bastard. I can't deny that you were there a few times when I thought about what it would be like to do it with you. Remember when I fought with him after our anniversary? I was pissed that he hadn't even remembered. And you spent the whole evening comforting me. And the next day, he had gifts ready and a special trip planned. It was really you who planned all that, wasn't it? I'm so happy at the time that I didn't question it. But thinking back, there's no way a self-centered asshole like him would do so much for me. It was all you, wasn't it? You've always liked me, haven't you? But you're too good of a friend to betray him on your own. Even now that he's left me, the fact that I used to be his girl is making you hesitate. But there's no need for that. I'm not his anymore. I can be yours. All you have to do is let me give myself to you. You can say no, but your body's already giving in. Your hips already just push against my ass. Your cock is already straining against your pants. Poor thing. Let me give some space, shall we? Yep, your cock is definitely nicer. God, I can't believe I settled for him when I had someone better in front of me all along. What's wrong, baby? Don't you like it when I kiss your cock? Don't you like my soft lips? Feels good running up. And down. All over your thick, hard, throbbing cock. Fuck. I can't hold it back anymore. I need you to fuck me. I just need you inside of me. Oh yes. Oh God. Oh yes. Oh, you're filling me up so much. Can't you feel how wet I am for you? Oh, your cock slides all the way inside me. Oh fuck. Wow. Even just having you inside already feels fucking incredible. You feel good too, right? Fuck. Seeing you bite your lip like that. That to hold back your moans. It's just so fucking hot. I hope you're ready, baby, because I'm going to start riding you now. And I'm not going to stop until I fucked all the way my heat for him. How does it feel? Is that too fast? No? I'm not going to stop, silly. I'll slow down if you want. I'll make you feel better. but I'm not stopping till I'm satisfied. Isn't this the way you always dreamed of? Being able to fuck me like this? That has to be a fulfillment of your deepest fantasies. How many times do you go home after spending the evening playing games with us and jack yourself off to the thought of doing exactly what you're doing right now? Oh, fuck, to tell you the truth, I do the same thing. If I was angry at him or even annoyed, I'd pretend I was too tired for sex. But then after he fell asleep, I'd finger myself thinking about you. Thinking about how you'd touch me, how your hands would feel over my body. Oh, how tender and gentle and loving you'd be instead of him being a selfish dick like him. Oh, you've already lasted longer than he typically would. Oh, I lost count of the times he'd spurt his load just minutes after we began, then fall asleep without doing a goddamn thing for me. Oh, fuck that asshole. Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him for cheating on me. Oh, fuck him for never caring. Oh, fuck him for being too much of a coward to face me himself and sending the only good friend he has driven away to face me instead. The last time he even did anything for you. He's a fucking leech. And the only thing I could ever dislike about you is that you stayed friends with him after all the shit he put you through. He doesn't deserve you or me. We both deserve better. We deserve each other. So take me, grab my hips, and thrust deep into my hot, tight, soaking wet pussy. Do all the things you always dreamed of doing. Fuck, fuck, oh fuck yes, just like that. Don't hold anything back, baby. Oh, fuck me with everything you've got. Oh. Oh, you make your pussy yours. It doesn't belong to him anymore. It belongs to you, okay? Only you. So take it. Take me. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. You're getting closer. You're about to come. Do it, baby. Come and save me. Is it safe? Who the fuck is? Just do it. I just need you. Come for me. Come for me. Yes. Yes, oh God, yes. Paint my pussy with your cum. I won't. Every inch of you inside of me, covered in it. Fuck. Wow. That was good. So much better than he could have ever done. Just rest a bit. Tell me, baby, was it good as you dreamed? Was my pussy as good as you imagined? It was. That makes me so happy. You were just as good as I imagined, too. You're not still feeling guilty, are you? There's nothing to feel guilty about. He deserves this. All of this and more. And you'll help me with that, won't you? There's so much more I want to do to make him feel the hurt he gave me. Won't you help me with that? Surely you're not going to side with him after all that. I thought so. Well then, let's get started. That was enough rest, right, babe? Of course we're going again. I'm not nearly satisfied. I told you I wasn't going to stop until I fucked away all my hate for him. And trust me, I still got a lot left.